to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, here with producer Mike Hirsch. We're coming to you from Sports Authority Studios, our usual home, but we have an unusual guest today, and that's ESPN's Kenny Mayne from the wider world of sports.
I don't see any Sports Authority. Are there shoes for sale here?
We got it. It's all covered up and everything like that. So it
just looks like a curtained off little side room.
But this is audio only, so it doesn't matter. Okay. They can't see it.
Why is there a guy with the camera if this is audio only?
To record the audio.
That's weird.
Yes. Anyway, a serious thing is happening later this week. The Vikings are playing the Rams, Kenny, and we're in the middle of a playoff chase. But what's not very serious is the Wobcast, so that's why we brought you in.
Good, because we did a story with Jeff Fisher earlier in the year where he was a nominee for the Robert Goulet Memorial Mustachioed American of the Year, and I honestly don't know who won. Maybe he won, and he does have a good mustache. Good guy. There are a few favorite places for us for our pretend football stories, Minnesota being one. Wherever Jeff Fisher is being another.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers, they're very generous
to us. We don't talk about them here.
I'm just saying for my purposes, making up fake football stories, because a lot of the teams around the league, they think, oh, if my player is seen Sunday morning apparently screwing around on the past Wednesday,
right,
and then we go and lose,
it's your fault.
People will say, oh, you know, we weren't diligent enough, we didn't. But I'm thinking, I mean, Jared's a perfect example. He's one of the best players in the league. He has as much fun as anybody as he plays and right when the gun sounds. You know, he's a fun guy to be around, and somehow he's able to handle it. So I think everybody should just loosen up.
Right. Well, we're pretty loose in here, and you're definitely very loose. Have you always been this quirky, personable, funny personality type of guy, or was there like a traumatic event that happened to you?
No.
That, like,
well, I broke my femur.
Catapulted you to this.
I think when I broke my femur in sixth grade and it took 2 hours to get to the hospital, that was a setback. This is back before 911, before cell phones.
Before 911.
I tried to tackle Keith Simons, and he weighed like 112 pounds. I weighed 40 or something. Got my leg in the air, and next thing you know, it was like my left leg was over my head like I was asking a question, which was, where in the hell is the ambulance? Okay, that was really the question I was asking. Uh-huh. I was in a body cast, traction, the whole deal. I broke my leg 3 times, actually. So the most significant being in college, but that's not for this. We guys don't want to hear about that. Not you want to really. Know, was I always when I was – I played sports. I played football in college. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to be a more serious journalist. I wanted to be like the Middle East correspondent or do documentaries, and started working in local news in Seattle. They added a weekend show because before that, if there was news on the weekends, it was news to us. That was our motto.
Okay.
But it was a little station. So they added sports on the weekends, and they said, you play football, you be the sports guy. And then I just drifted to something easier, you know, going to Seahawks games.
Okay. That was easy back then?
Easier than going to city council meetings.
Yeah, you know? I would say so.
More fun.
You can be goofier at Seahawks games.
Well, I started doing local sports maybe a little differently, unconventionally. And then ESPN, I sent tape, took forever to get hired. But when I did, that's just how I look at it. I love football, but I don't take all of it that seriously. It's still just football. I'm sorry.
I'm in this weird spot now where I'm older than a lot of the players who are here. And that, like, for most of my life, that hasn't been the case. Like, they've always been older than me.
But it is funny. Even the older reporters, they still show such reverence to, like, 22-year-old guys because they are stars or whatever. And there's this timidity about how you approach them. And, I mean, I don't go in there and, you know, like, run roughshod over anybody. Not that I could. But I just mean it's funny when you watch how locker rooms operate and, and these, you know, 45, 50-year-old men with families and real jobs are very nervous going up and, excuse me, and then right when the guy wants to cut off the interview, everybody just sprints away like no more, you know, we're
like
not talking.
Never happened.
I think just treat them like people and, you know,
they'll probably loosen
back
up to you
exactly.
Like Jared Allen does with you.
There you go.
So like Adrian Peterson is in here, you know. And
firm handshake.
Yeah, he does. It's for real. And we're just like, hey, Kenny Mayne is here, you know, and he didn't remember or didn't know that you used to do SportsCenter, okay? And that's how I remember.
He remembered me, didn't he? I mean, I just saw him like 10 minutes before. So
yeah, he did remember you. But I'm like, yeah, he used to do SportsCenter because he went out with Dan Patrick earlier today too. You know, and I'm like, I remember when those two did SportsCenter. It was funny. It was so funny. Do you miss? You don't do SportsCenter really that much anymore. Do you miss?
Not even that much. I'd say not
anymore
at all.
Ever. No. Okay.
I live in Seattle now, so it'd be a tough commute.
Right. That's what we call a cross-country commute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
like, I'd be willing to put in those hours if they needed me and needed me to fly back and forth every day for the good of the company. I would.
It would be a good show too. After the red eye flight, you show up and you're at 5 o'clock Sports Center.
Indeed.
But do you miss that?
I miss the hour or the 90 minutes, the live. I miss doing things live,
yeah,
like this pretend live thing we're doing now. Like, yeah, the immediacy of, you know, having to come up with something, and even if you fail,
yeah,
come up with something to get out of your failure. But I don't miss as compared with what I get to do now. So
okay.
I guess
okay, yeah,
all things considered, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, the fake football stories, and we do this Wider World of Sports show where we travel the world and found unique things. I do some horse racing. I mm-hmm. do some magazine things. So I'm sort of just at large. I don't have a schedule that, you know, coming in Monday through Friday. It's more here's a piece to do and here's a project to do.
What is you and I have something in common. We probably have a lot or a few things, but one is horse racing. I love horse racing. Why?
You have Canterbury Downs out here.
That's right, and now it's called Canterbury Park. And our radio.
That was a great change, by the way, when they decided to make it a theme park.
Yeah, I mean, there's a theme park right by it.
Yeah.
Valley Fair.
Pony rides.
And you know our radio announcer, our play-by-play guy, Paul Allen.
He's also a race caller.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
I've met him.
So why do you like horse racing?
Well, I grew up south of Seattle, and there was an old track called Long Acres, LGA, in the Daily Racing Form. And mm-hmm. Boeing then bought the track and destroyed it, so thanks for Boeing doing that.
Related to David Acres?
No, not even close. Nothing to do with A-C-R-E. It was founded back in the 30s, same as Santa Anita, you know, Depression Project. And it was just this great old track. It was our Santa Anita. It was this beautiful old place. It wasn't as big time as the California tracks, but you know, did what it did. And so I just started going when I was young, 8, 9 years old, going with my uncle. And mm-hmm. when my uncle wasn't there, I'd just go up to old men and ask them to bet for me. So that worked.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's one of those things that's not just the gambling. It really is the whole process, you know, the morning workouts and mm-hmm. seeing the track fill up and the parade to post and the jockey silks and all those things that, you know, some people will say, oh, you know, my fond memory is going to the baseball game with my dad or my uncle or whatever. And one of mine is going to the racetrack. So I've still been able to get out. ESPN doesn't cover horse racing like we once did, but I, you know, still get to the Triple Crown events. Didn't go to Breeders' Cup, watched it on TV this year, but I just love it. It's football then horse racing are my number one and two sports.
Yeah. And what's number three?
I don't really have a three. Probably wiffle ball.
Okay. Where's a Wider World of Sports taking you next?
Well, if we do it again, it'll take us to another country that's foreign. That's mm-hmm. really the premise of the show.
By definition, another country from this would be
different, because then it wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, if the budget's low, we'll just go to Canada. Just
Alaska, the only state you haven't been to. You said,
and that seems like a foreign country to you know, because it's up there.
Explain to me how you grow up in Seattle or in Washington, you haven't been to Alaska.
Well, my dad worked for the airline, so we had free airplane tickets. You think we could have made that trip, but the vacations usually we'd go to California or Hawaii. I think it was just a warm weather thing.
Yeah.
But one day I think I'll go up there and conquer all 50 states. There was a different question you had, but I don't remember it. It was incisive.
Something about the apocalypse and the world ending and the
Mayan
prophecy.
That's the story we're working on right now with Jared Allen.
Oh, really?
It'll air on the 23rd, provided that the world doesn't
end. Well, we're not going to be here.
Well, you know, we'll go out doing what we loved, which was working with Jared. He's been in several of these. We feel bad because the last couple Jared was in, frankly, sucked, and it wasn't his fault. Like, he did a run of great ones. He did the Brett Favre Wrangler jeans, where he wore the jorts, and he's been in several others that where he was very funny, and we wrote it to his voice, as they say, and he would just take it and make it better and bigger.
Yeah.
We did a couple that were just got weird, and he even in one of them was like, seriously, guys, even for you, you're unprepared, all right?
Yeah.
And, so we felt bad. We think we came back with something better. I'll just give away the whole thing. Jared's warning the world about the end of days, and then he realizes all he has to do is make a stud calendar.
Uh-huh.
And a beefcake type calendar, and now there's a calendar, and put mine on the outside of it, and the world is saved. Pretty simple solution when you think about it.
I think it qualifies as, like, you know, when you tell a story to a group of people and they don't really get the punchline, and then like the next thing you say is, well, you had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what that sounds like.
I don't think so. I thought I explained it quite well.
I don't get it.
The Mayans from long ago didn't, and their end of days appeared to be the end of this year, 2012.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That's why they made the movie 2012.
Yeah, so Jared sees, well, if they had only made a calendar that extended beyond the 21st.
Got it.
So he makes his own calendar, saves the world.
Got it.
Jared Allen.
It's dramatic.
It's on Twitter already.
Okay.
Because we got
everything is. What isn't?
Twitter?
Are you?
I like Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a fan of Twitter. I'm not a Facebook guy. No offense to all the Facebook users or that big company, but It just takes too much time. I don't have time. I can barely get through all my emails every day, and most people think I do nothing for work. So what do I do? You know. But Twitter's fun. You can get into a dialogue with people, or you can be watching something, and everybody's commenting on the same thing. We did it last night when Wider World of Sports was on ESPN2 at 9 o'clock Central that you didn't see.
Okay. No. But that's why I asked
you. Can you name any of the six countries we went to?
Well, you did some weird thing where, like, these people were riding miniature horses, and it got really incredibly intense.
They weren't miniature horses. They were
– Or regular.
They were part thoroughbred, part quarter horse, so but they weren't like Shetland ponies.
Kind of like it's like
My Little Pony.
That's how they talked about Riley Reiff when he was coming out. Like, he's this huge offensive tackle with really short arms, and like he was like half creature and half human. So that's what these horses are. They're
I didn't see him there. No,
he was not one of the
entrants this year.
And he's a very good player, by the way. I'm not trying to make fun of him. He plays for another team.
It's a tradition. Most of them, we tried to find countries that had some 300-500-year-old tradition, and we could get into the culture of it. Some of it would be funny, some a little more reverential. And then Nicaragua was volcano surfing, which is about 5 years old, so not a lot of history there. It was. I had to climb a giant volcano and slide down on a plywood board.
Okay.
With linoleum underneath it.
And you're still here.
I went 50 kilometers per hour, second fastest in my group. I'm proud of that.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Granted, the other 22 were drunk girls from Great Britain who were hungover and were scared to do it. So I didn't have a lot of competition, but it was thrilling to do.
We should do a Wobcast for now.
Why don't we tell the listeners how they can see it?
Okay. How can people see that?
Go to ESPN.com/WWOS, which stands for Wider World of Sports.
Yep.
You'll see 12 countries because we did six last year, six this year. Click on the country of your choice.
Okay.
And be entertained for minutes.
Cool. Do you like the movie Top Gun?
Is that enough? You didn't want to go any more on the
No, that's good. Okay. We're good there. Do you like the movie Top Gun?
It was good in its time. I saw it, and I don't think it's one that I go back and watch over and over like some people do. I'd go more Apocalypse Now, Chinatown, The Killing,
because
Stanley Kubrick.
One of our other guys who works here, Ryan Cardinal, and I love that movie. It's
and you
our,
quote
it's each
Top
of our
Gun stuff
movie.
All the time?
Yeah, and we do. And
does it get
and
weird
like,
for the other people?
Yeah, like producer Mike Hiris and the rest of the guys, they probably like the movie on its own, but since we like it so much, they hate it.
Yeah, they're doing that just to annoy you.
But do you like the movie?
I like it, but not like you like
they're
it.
They're remaking it in 3D.
I don't like 3D. On it gives me a headache. Seriously.
And the glasses thing is annoying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It always right here. I rarely get headaches, but when I watch 3D, so I typically will watch the 3D without, and it's blurry, and I just listen to the dialogue.
Have you ever seen the Bill O'Reilly meltdown where he's doing like Inside Edition? And, okay.
I saw Lincoln. That's off topic. And Argo. I saw both of those were good.
Which one is better?
They're just so different. You can't even compare. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis, we're trying to get in one of our pieces. He needs 3 or 4 years to get ready for it. If I'm not fired by then, we'll use him.
Does he have as good a mustache as Jeff Fisher?
Well, it was a fake one, wasn't it, for Lincoln? I don't know. Maybe he grew it out. Maybe he was that into it.
Okay.
That guy has a pretty good beard.
That's Jay Nelson.
That's almost Taliban-style beard back there.
God rest his soul. But do you remember Billy Mays, Hayes? Or
yes.
Billy?
Yes. A little bit.
Kind of looks like him, right?
Yeah. He could... Why not? Get out there and play.
Yeah. What's your favorite music?
Growing up, started a lot of Motown. So I was huge Jacksons when I was a youth. Stevie Wonder still.
Mm-hmm.
I like Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Radiohead. I like Angry Girls. I like Fiona Apple a lot.
Cool.
I could list some more if you want. Tori Amos.
We work for the Vikings.
I like Sarah McLachlan.
We work for the Vikings. So we need to ask.
Are we
going to
play that Prince song now?
Oh, Purple Rain?
No. Do we know where Prince lives? We need one more famous person for our Viagra story.
Viagra use in the NFL?
Yeah. That's our story this week. The Mayan prophecy is not till the following week.
Okay.
We need a famous person. I could read you the line. If Prince is listening. I mean, does he just come around?
No. I've never seen him here.
So he just dropped off the cassette and said, play this.
He's a guy that we claim like he's one of us. You know, Minnesotans are big on if you're one of us.
Yes.
Like Joe Mauer.
You're from away.
Well, yeah, but like Joe Mauer, he could hit like 240 a couple of seasons in a row, but he'd still be the best hitter in the majors because he's one of us.
Of course.
Okay. So like
Mary Tyler Moore.
She's one of us too, yeah. There's a statue
We did
of
a
her.
Story with her relationship with Dante Culpepper. not that kind of relationship, just their friendship. Mm-hmm. And we got her to throw a Vikings hat in the air as she walked across the street to replicate the old, for you.
You get a lot of things accomplished.
We think we did today. My phone has no battery left because we made so many calls. What, trying to wrap this up? It's not entertaining enough?
Oh,
you got a better guest? Yeah, let's just take a break while we check our phones for a while.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Good for the listeners.
Adrian Peterson, your thoughts?
He's good. Surprising. I mean, we knew he'd come back. When you have an injury that devastating, you never know how well. But, yeah, he just got after it like it didn't happen. So
right.
Happy to know him, even though he doesn't know who the hell I am. That's
he
great.
Does. He just doesn't know that you did SportsCenter.
That's all right.
That's all.
He doesn't have to know everything.
Are you surprised that he's doing what he's doing?
No. I predicted he'd get 3,000 yards. I'm disappointed.
Okay. kind do you of think that he could win MVP? Do you think he should?
It's a tough fight. I think the whole – individual award stuff is so overrated and over-talked about. Like, for instance, the baseball awards come out, and they talk about it for 2 weeks. Who's going to get this and who's going to get that? Then the announcement comes, and boom, let's move on to Clippers Mavericks. You know,
right.
Like, I mean, so I don't pay that much attention. It's a tough fight. There's, like, a Brady, obviously. Manning's been great.
But you're you're not a guy who just does the same thing over and over again and you like to switch it up and do something different. I mean, quarterbacks always win this award.
True.
Let's have a running back. The last one to win it was LaDainian. I think Adrian's playing up to that level.
That's good. Congratulations to
all right.
LaDainian. Good job. That time you did that.
Thanks for joining us, man.
I got more. What is this going to run anywhere? Is this mm-hmm. just like some weird thing you play for your family? At holidays.
They might be the only ones that listen, but we do put it on Vikings.com.
Okay. And that's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
That is a website.
And we'll promote your show.
No,
You
blew it. Last night was the time to promote it.
We're going to promote the one that Jared's on.
Okay. That's on the 23rd, provided the world doesn't end.
Correct.
On the 21st.
Which it won't. But this.
You don't know.
This interview is going to end right now.
Goodbye, world.
Okay, I think that's going to do it. You should know everything you need to know about the Rams game coming up on Sunday. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from Blue Suede. Take it away.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.